Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Cleveland Guardians stayed hot on the diamond today, picking up their sixth win in a row, beating the Tigers 3-1 in Detroit. Patrick Bailey homered for Cleveland, who now have a 3.5 game lead on the AL Central. They'll stay on the road for a series with the Phillies in Philadelphia starting tomorrow. The Reds were off today. Cincinnati will be at home tomorrow against St. Louis. In college baseball, Ohio State takes on Michigan tonight in the Big Ten tournament in Omaha. It's another elimination game for the Buckeyes. You can catch Tyler Danberg with the call over on the Fan 2 starting at 7. NBA playoffs is game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Cavs look to bounce back against the Knicks. Tip-off from Madison Square Garden is at 8 o'clock. NHL playoffs is game 1 of the East Finals with the Hurricanes hosting the Canadiens. Face-off is at 8 o'clock. And it's been announced that Ohio State's matchup with Kansas in the CBS Sports Classic will be a noon tip-off from Madison Square Garden on December 19th. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Brand Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on a Thursday. I am Brandon Beam hanging out with my guy Austin Ward here this evening. We got Reimer back with us tonight. Behind the glass, A-Word Sports. Happy Thursday to you, my friend. What's going on? Good to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to be with you. I'm glad you're feeling better. Back looks limber.
Yeah, I feel good.
Just moving around. You ready to get back on the course, I can tell.
Good. Yeah, got an ice pack on my back right now. Got the Theragun right next to me.
I was worried about you on Monday, man. But we've made it almost to the end of the week.
Dom Tiberi thought I was dead. He did.
Yeah.
He came in, he said, hello. I didn't respond. He goes, are you all right?
He got out the poking stick.
He said, yeah, dude, I'm good. I'm alive. I am feeling much better than I did on Monday night when I was here with you guys.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, not fun.
No.
Not fun. But no. You know what?
Not afraid to be great.
We push through. That's right.
To the other side.
How's everything going with you? How was recovery day one for you yesterday? All right?
It was good. It wasn't that bad. It's just, you know, soreness everywhere. That was the problem. Mm-hmm. You know,
you didn't know where to stretch.
It wasn't
to stretch everywhere.
It wasn't overwhelming. I've had worse. You know, sometimes you get 36 holes in a Marysville marathon at the world famous Ridge Golf and Gardens. And
a tad dehydrated.
Even if you're in a cart for that duration of the day, you might wake up quite sore,
yeah,
and unwilling to move the next day. That wasn't the case yesterday.
Or what I have verbalized, I'm never picking up a golf club again after those days. We got a great show lined up for you here.
Reimer wouldn't say that.
Tonight. No, he wouldn't, because he's never played in the marathon, and hopefully that changes come Friday, July 3rd. Coming up in our next segment, Austin, how would an expanded playoff would have helped Ohio State over the years? We'll do that coming up at 6:17. Special guest for you coming up at the bottom of the hour, 6:30, Ohio State linebackers coach, 3-time All-American, College Football Hall of Famer, James Laurinaitis. He's going to join the program. Rams leading tackler of all time.
You can keep going.
Yeah, he's going to join the program coming up here at
6:30. Whale.
Yes, Austin's white whale. We'll ask him about that, too.
No. That's not necessary.
That's what I'm going to lead with.
No.
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm going to do that with him. Austin, we'll get to your first.
He'll say, well, didn't you guys just call me from the NFL draft last month?
That didn't count.
Oh, all right.
That didn't count. You were talking about things, guys going into the NFL. We want to talk about this year's guys.
We do.
With him. So that's coming up at 6:30. It's a six thoughts Thursday because we're doing three thoughts in the first hour and then three more thoughts in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk about players returning from injuries. Offensively, we'll do it 6:46. And then defensively, we will do it coming up here at 7:30. This evening. We do have some news and notes to go over as the show begins. Ohio State, Michigan in the Big Ten baseball tournament coming up here tonight at 7 o'clock. 6:55 start over on the Fan 2, which is 1460 a.m. On your dials. And I also did see this today. Ohio State basketball announcing, Reimer, we're going to be working December 19th. Mark it on your calendars.
Perfect.
Buckeyes, Jayhawks at the Garden December 19th. Is a nice little tussle that you're going to get between Ohio State and Kansas as the, like, probably the last game in your non-conference before you then flip over to Big Ten play in January.
Yeah, about that. I love me the CBS Sports Classic. And because you got that Ohio State Kansas right after you got Kentucky North Carolina. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. 76 teams. Catch the fever. Austin, what's burning in your brain this evening, today, about the Ohio State Buckeyes?
I am just fired up, Beamer, for the return of summer workouts and summer camp for Ohio State.
When does that start? When does that officially begin?
Well, I think that it has already begun.
Okay.
I was in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and it was bustling with activity. The summer semester, I believe, started a week and a half ago. So I hadn't really thought about it. We'd just been in here just, in our own silos and locked in and talking about off-season stuff and the expansion of the playoff and Big Ten meetings and everything else. And, I was just in there waiting to go with Berm to interview Kevin Reese and do that story about, the equipment and the new jerseys and everything else. And Schlegs is walking through and his voice is in totally gone. I said, "You used to be a lot louder." He said, "Nah, this is what my voice is now.
Nah, bro.
Nah, bro." He said, "Great to see you, bro. Buckeyes. Buckeyes." And that told me that, that was a hint that some activity was going on.
But it doesn't take much for his voice to get blown out.
Well,
he's,
no.
He's very raspy on the scale.
Because he's all gas, no brakes with it.
That is true.
And I admire that about him. But he had other coaches in and out. They were all working. Saw some players wandering around the hallway, getting back to action. Peeked around one corner, saw the head coach of the franchise breaking down some film. He was hard at it. So cool to be in there. Cool to see that. And then you start thinking about, all right, well, who needs to make the most of this summer? That's sort of the impetus for me of how I got to the three thoughts Thursday times two that we'll go over, mm-hmm. which is, Ryan Day had said all players will have full summers and full workouts. And that's critical, maybe for one side of the football more than another. It's like, all right, well.
Ooh, which side?
Well, that would be the offense.
All right.
That is where most of the injuries occurred during spring camp or were carrying over from those surgeries. But, so reacclimating, rehabilitating, recovering, all those things, it'll be critical for some guys on both sides of the football. But also still thinking about that 51 newcomer number. We're not done talking about it yet. And they've had a spring. They had winter workouts. Now they're into that next phase of growth and development in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center and what that looks like. And, who's going to – I always get fascinated, and I talk to you about this every year. When we see them on that first day of June, who's changed the most since the end of spring camp to mm-hmm. then? And then who's going to make the most of those, team runs and summer workouts? Because then they have two more months, which for these guys and the amount of work that they put in – might as well be a lifetime. You can dramatically change,
everything,
whatever you're emphasizing, whatever Mickey Marotti, whatever Anthony Schlegel are telling them they need to do. That is a long layoff, a long stretch between the end of spring camp and the first day of training camp. Yeah, that completely wrong word. Immediately editing that from the record.
It's a layoff for us as fans. It's a layoff for those guys. I would very much argue against that.
Yeah, I don't want that out there.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I have corrected it in case someone's trying to clip that and get me in trouble with guys who are absolutely grinding in the Woody right now and have a long summer ahead of them, plenty of work to get done. So, some of those true freshmen and guys that, someone like Jay Timmons, mm-hmm. he fits both into the injury category at the end of spring camp and someone who could make significant gains physically. He was, at the end of spring, towards the end of spring is when he got hurt. He had a chance to be maybe the backup nickel, depending on the exact configurations. He was getting some reps there with the twos as a true freshman. A year from now, we're going to be talking about him potentially as a starting cornerback for Ohio State. So, what does this summer, bring for him? What does it look like when you get to August? What does that then mean by the time you get to December and on down the road? This is the time when a lot of that work gets done. We always talk about mat drills and the value there and competing and stepping into the Woody and realizing how different it is.
Winner, loser day.
But there's summer may not have the exact same connotation of that, but those team runs are also no joke. And the extra opportunities to get work when maybe the class load is not as heavy as it is, during the spring semester or the winter semester. Like, this is a critical juncture for the Buckeyes. And so just being around it and it not being an empty building yesterday, it's like, huh, I wonder by the time we get to June and we may see some of that team run activity, who's going to have already made the most of that time in the weight room.
I think the cool thing about the main difference between spring ball and then when you get into these summer workouts, like where summer workouts, where the team is right now. Like, we know that there's a cap on spring practice, right? Yep. Like, you can only have an X amount. Coaches on the field, okay, these count as actual practice days. It's still, like, in the summer, yeah, it may be a little bit more relaxed, but that's still not limiting these guys from going out on the football field and grouping together and saying, all right, let's work on our craft. So it's not just in the weight room. It's not on the field with these team runs. It's still not just mat drills. Like, a lot of these guys, Austin, will pot up, we'll group together, and we'll still go work on their craft, even though it may not be in shoulder pads, helmets, like, you know, full, attire.
Yeah.
But they're still out there grinding for what is what we're going to see eventually come September 5th against Ball State.
2 years ago, as we got into June, and it's so close now, Beamer. I mean, it's,
I know,
we're about to head into Memorial Day
buddy,
weekend.
You hit July 4th, and you know, all the years of doing the show with Bobby, and we can ask James about this coming up here at 6:30. Like, you hit the 4th of July, and summer is based, like, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone because then the countdown to August begins. And you know, as soon as you're counting down on the clock to August, August starts, season's here, it's go time.
It goes fast. And I felt that way. You know, you can see that on the Freaky Friday episode of the Austin and Berm show tomorrow, that I was like, it's Memorial Day weekend. Like, this month has gone fast. And normally I dread May. It feels like the slowest month. There's the least going on. And it's already almost over. So I feel like everything that's happened, whether that's a lot of action on the recruiting trail or a week's worth of conversation about Big Ten meetings and expansion to 24 teams, like, this month has gone very quickly.
A trip to South Florida.
That did help. A little bit of break in there. Mixing in some other interviews that we haven't done in the past, namely South Florida, also yesterday. You know, I think that's helped move the needle a little bit and the calendar. But I haven't felt like it's been slow, and we've not been lacking for things to talk about with the Buckeyes. And June, I know, I'm very confident that there's going to be a ton of for us to break down in terms of, you know, physical development for the Buckeyes, recruiting visits for Berm and Mick Walker.
Those guys will be
camps.
That's their Super Bowl. That's what they live for. That's their very busy time of year.
And so all that is to say, you can't waste time if you're the Buckeyes, and they're not.
How would an expanded playoff helped the Buckeyes in years past? We'll get into that coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Wake up with The Fan. Eat lunch with The Fan. Go to bed with The Fan. Dream about The Fan. Then change your sheets. Gross.
Ew, you guys are gross, but stick around in case I don't find anyone else.
The Fan.
Hello?
Hosting a passionate crew of Buckeye fans? Revamp your rec room for an epic watch party with power reclining sofas, massaging recliners, entertainment centers, and coffee tables from Bob's. They even have sofas with drop-down tables for snacks and beds. Shop in-store or online to score big on an incredible game day setup at Bob's Everyday Low Prices. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. This is Paul Keels for RV Wholesalers. Peace of mind, that's what you get when purchasing your next RV from RV Wholesalers. With every new RV purchase, Ohio residents receive the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. If your RV is in the shop, RV Wholesalers will give you a free loaner. Also with a Buckeye Service Guarantee, you'll receive free delivery in the state of Ohio and three-day RV exchange. That's the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. Only at RV Wholesalers in Lakeview, Mansfield, Delaware, and RVW.com. RV Wholesalers, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, June 11th, and all email submissions must be in by June 1st. Enter today.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We stay dry overnight into Friday morning across central Ohio. Then on Friday, it's dry for the first half of the day with increasing cloudiness. And then rain is likely, 100% chance Friday afternoon, Friday night into the first half of Saturday. We could see 1 to 2 inches of rainfall across central Ohio. Highs on Friday around 70 and into the middle 70s on Saturday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The best damn radio show in the land. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hey, now, my guy Austin Ward here this evening. Coming up at 6:30, Ohio State linebackers coach James Laurinaitis. He's going to join the program. Excited to get to talk to him. College football playoff expansion. 24 teams. You're going to stay at
everyone's
12.
Favorite topic.
The default, I guess, is 12 if they're not going to come to an agreement, which is fine. Great. Don't come to an agreement. That sounds lovely. Don't need to do that. Don't need to go to 24. So just keep on having the stalemate. I'm fine with it.
I was asked earlier today, I was like, when are they, with all this bickering going on between the SEC and the Big Ten, like, when are they actually going to decide what they're going to do for 2026? And I was like, that part is done.
Yes. That this year is already finished.
And you know why it's not, it's 12 for 2026? Because the bickering did not lead anywhere in November and December of last year. And so the default, as you said, had to just be adopted for 2026. The status quo had to remain in place. And there's a chance that it could stay that way until like 2031. If they, if the SEC just refuses to do anything.
When does the grant of rights run out for ESPN? Isn't it 2031? Okay.
So if that's the case and the SEC just says, you know what? No, forget it. We're good. Stop
losing my number, Tony Petit.
We hate you, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Tony.
Big Tone.
Hey, Tony.
Antonio.
And look, I would understand if that's the position they take. Like, we don't want to talk to you, Tony. All you do is talk about Fox.
That's it. And your baseball career.
Ooh, yeah. I don't understand this, that it would devalue games.
That was the craziest thing of like the whole Big Ten spring meetings. I come from baseball. We're 162 games. You want more teams in it at the end. I said this to Justin when I was on with him. It was last night. I'm like, the difference, main difference between Major League Baseball and college football, and I used their terms. You would have been very proud of me. Major League Baseball has 162 data points.
Inventory.
Yes, college football only has 12 data points. But our friends at 11 Warriors put together something pretty good. So this is by Matt over at 11 Warriors, who does a very good job. And he was kind of workshopping the 24-team playoff. And he also workshopped a 4-team playoff, a 12-team playoff, and then ultimately the 24-team playoff. So which Ohio State teams from the BCS and college football playoff era, 1998 to today, that did not make college football's postseason tournament would have benefited the most from the expanded playoffs? Since 1998, 13 Ohio State teams failed to qualify for the postseason tournament. That's crazy.
It's pretty wild.
That's pretty good. But would have under an expanded playoff format. Narrowing the field to five teams was difficult. Arguments certainly to be made for the 2017 and 2010 Buckeyes to crack the list. But which of the five teams below would you have removed? 2023, 2021, 2017, 2009, 2008, and 2000. So here is where the list starts. Number five, 2005, regular season 9-2. Final regular season ranking, they were number four in the BCS. If they went to a four-team college football playoff, they obviously would have made that. And a 12-team college football playoff, and I like the way that they did it, they just went back and looked at the rankings and then did hypotheticals who they would have played in the first round. As the number four-ranked team in a 12-team playoff in 2005, Ohio State would receive a first-round bye and face the winner of number five Oregon against number 12 LSU.
Mm.
All right? Mike Bellotti against Les Miles. Think about that dynamic duo.
I'd rather not.
Miami and Auburn was the 8-9 game. Texas was 2. Penn State was 3. Notre Dame was 6. Georgia was 7. Virginia Tech was 10.
Well, which four-team model are we using? Hold on here. Last year's four-team model or the first four-team model?
I don't know.
Because
yeah,
it's already getting dicey because they changed it after 1 year.
Yeah, they did. And they changed it to the better. I don't give the college football playoff really any round of applause ever to what they do, but they did change it, I think, for the better last year, because that first year, Austin, I mean, honestly, from the time that they announced that it was going to go to four teams and then the actual reveal of the first 12-team playoff, I was still like, I don't really have an idea of what's going to happen. I mean, I thought I had a pretty good idea, but like the, all right, non-power four, highest ranked conference champion, can they get an auto buy? Where are they in the fifth seed? Are they the fourth? Like, where does that go? And they did kind of even everything out a little bit, just straight based on ranking now, which is good.
That's one of the most ridiculous things about the first year of the 14 playoff was that they didn't even anticipate that could be an issue. And they then had to spend every single week. Remember, Reese Davis would spend the first 10 minutes of every Tuesday release explaining.
Because I didn't watch.
He had to spend basically every episode describing how it was going to work and why the numbers that were in the bracket didn't match up with the seeding that they actually were from the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. Like, imagine overthinking it to that level. We already said, well, 12 is a dumb number. But you know what would make it even harder for people to understand? If the seeds don't matter.
it's like what's the game show with Drew Carey and those
whose
guys?
Line is it anyway?
Whose line is it anyway?
The rules are made up
and the points don't matter. That is correct. Also in this list, number four, Matt from 11 Warriors put 2018 Dwayne Haskins and the Buckeyes in this one. 12-1 in the regular season, 49-20 loss at Purdue was the only blip on the radar that they had, but it wasn't good enough to get into the playoffs that year.
Should have been.
In a 24-team playoff, they would have had a bye. 12-team playoff, they would have had a bye as well. So there you go. Number 11 LSU, they would have got in the Sweet 16, 22 Northwestern. Anyways, the whole point of this discussion is that from the time that the college football playoff era started in 2014, and you backdate that to the BCS starting in 1998. If you go to a 24-team playoff, Austin, all the way from back then to where we are now, there is one season that Ohio State did not make the playoffs. There's one, and we all know it.
Yeah.
6-7 in 2011. That was it. That was the year.
And so I think it's important to put into context that there's an 8-4 season in there for Ohio State. Still would have qualified in a 2014 playoff. Like, that's, you ask the general Robert Carpenter about the worst season of his career at Ohio State, mm-hmm. and he'll bring it up, and the losses they suffered wouldn't have even been registered. They still would have gone to a postseason.
Yeah.
They still could have made some noise. Who knows if they would have, but probably would have been a pretty winnable game. The seeding that they had in the first round, then you make it to the Sweet 16. And I know that sounds wonderful to Reimer, but I bet it won't carry the same cachet for college football as it does for basketball. But that's what we're talking about. Think of the worst seasons that Ohio State could have. Just one of them in the last 28 years, mm-hmm. would have failed to make Tony Petitti's dream of a playoff.
Which is really, I mean, it's almost uncomprehendable, isn't it? Matt's list as well. Number two he picked on this list, the 2015 Buckeyes. And then number one on the list, the 10-1 Buckeyes from 1998. I would have liked to see that 2015 team.
Give them a mulligan.
Joshua Perry talks about it all the time. Like the way that that season ended for them, the loss at home senior day against Michigan State, the way that they came out the next week against Michigan, like the seniors meeting, like, hey, we're not going out like this.
No.
And then just beaten up on Notre Dame in that Fiesta Bowl.
And it could have been even worse. They didn't even have the services of a Joey Bosa for the entirety of that morning, which was a morning, by the way.
Was it a noon kick?
It was so early in Arizona. I don't even know what time.
Were you hurting?
9 or 10 a.m.?
I think that the shuttle left at like 7:30 a.m. local time to get there. And
was the media party the night before?
Yes.
Of course it was.
I mean, yes, it was. And Allie was there. It's a blur. That whole game, that whole experience.
It was a 1 p.m. Eastern kick, which was an 11 o'clock local kick.
I do not miss that part of the college football playoff and New Year's Six format. Who picked that? You knew where the game was. And also, the ratings for an Ohio State-Notre Dame matchup.
1 o'clock.
Going to be off the charts. Why don't we put that in primetime?
Shuffle that around a little bit. What was the night game that night?
I might need to look to see what that schedule was that day.
January 1st.
Led into the playoff games.
Oh, so it would have been, Rose and Sugar or something like that.
They couldn't get the benefit of, getting the primetime game on December 30th.
Do it on January 2nd at 8 o'clock.
They had a few of those that were staggered. That would have been fantastic. Anything other than an 11 a.m. local time kick on New Year's Day.
They just wanted a full day. Ohio State, Notre Dame, and the playoff. Come on now.
That Camelback will get you on New Year's Eve. That and Bourbon Street. I can attest to that one. That one will sneak up on you. At least that was an 8 o'clock kickoff against Bama in 2014. So you had the whole day to ready yourselves, your stomach, ready your mind.
I did take the whole day. That is for sure.
I'm pretty sure I did as well. Ohio State linebackers coach James Laurinaitis. He's going to join the program coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
If you still have a weird rash from jumping in Mirror Lake, we can be friends. This is the Buckeye Show.
Ohio State linebackers coach James Laurinaitis. He's going to join us in the next segment.
Maybe he's your white whale.
We talked to him all the time.
Whatever.
It's all good, man.
Oh, what a humble brag.
Listen to the post-game show all the time. Me and Justin.
We just have this College Football Hall of Famer, and three-time All-American. He just calls in every week.
He texted me. He said, dude, push the next segment. Dad life. I'm like, hey, you don't need to say anything else. We get it. We understand it. Who knows? 6:30. We always used to call this the witching hour in our house because it's somewhere either we'll ask James when he comes on. It's either A, they've got dinner fired up and they're trying to corral a whole house full of kids for dinner, or second option is that they've finished dinner and they're trying to corral for bath time, which is way, way more intense than doing the dinner.
Third option, he heard who was co-hosting the Buckeye Show.
And he said,
and he's going to keep kicking it down to the next segment.
Today.
Push it, brother.
He said, you know what? Tomorrow at this time sounds very good. Maybe he just likes Murph better than you. I don't know.
Why are you guys being so mean
to me?
You
were the one who said it.
I know, I did.
You brought it up.
You know.
How was Liberty with the bath time dinner?
Oh, my gosh.
Stuff growing up. Was she...
We're not done. What do you mean bath time?
Well, I know, but she's 8 years old. Right?
She's a month away from 9.
Okay, so she's 8, almost 9. But you're telling me it doesn't get better with age?
No, because now she thinks that she's got independence about this. Because... You know, she knows.
What a foolish thing to think.
She knows how to take a shower on her own. She's been doing it for years, but she doesn't want to. We had this. Word for word, as soon as we finished last night,
band for band,
bar for bar. You know, we planned dinner. Told Allie, I'm on the Buckeye Show. They're calling at 6:17. We'll sit down for dinner, family dinner at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, we're done. We're sitting there. As soon as it's over, I know exactly what Liberty's going to say. Allie says, you have to do this, that, the other thing. We're getting ready to leave for Texas. You got school tomorrow. You haven't showered since Sunday.
Ooh.
And I know exactly what she's going to say. Well, actually, the first thing Allie says is, you have to shower tonight. She didn't say what day it was, but that's the next part. And before Liberty even said it, I go... But I took a shower yesterday. No, you didn't. That is the immediate go-to. I took one yesterday. No, you didn't.
We have record of this.
We know when you shower. And the smile on her face is like, you think that I was born yesterday? Like, I know what you're going to say. You've been saying this for years. You didn't shower yesterday.
Come up with something new.
We're going to need some new material.
Mm-hmm.
And
I showered at school. Like, do that.
Be like, huh? That's interesting. I don't remember showering at school till I got to middle school.
When I actually started to stink.
Yeah.
You smell yourself.
You made him do that. And I was like, no, like you are showering. It has been 3 days, but that's the problem. Like they might cry and they might throw a fit. But when you think about, you know, 1 or 2 year olds, they don't really have any say over that. You're going to put them in the tub and they're going to get clean.
Yeah.
They can scream, they can claw, they can kick, they can fight.
Is a dicey age.
Gets
for
a little takes a little more wrangling at that point. Yeah. But now at 8, it's like I told her last week, it's like I can smell you over here. Like you've been running around outside all day. You took your shoes off outside in the backyard playing with your friend. Your feet are covered in mud. You are getting in the shower. Why? I took one yesterday. Well, that didn't keep you. That didn't prevent you from adding dirt to your body outside. It wasn't Armor All. It wasn't protective coating on your skin.
All in all.
Go take. And the problem is, ka-chow, that she's taking cues. Her mother doesn't like to shower either.
Allison.
And...
She's set a better example.
We do have to set better examples. Mm-hmm. So fortunately, both of them took
the
showers.
The standard
last
has
night.
To be the standard.
That's right. Austin, get control
I'll
of your
take
house.
2 showers per day.
I took 2 today.
And that doesn't spill over.
It's only 6:30.
By osmosis to the others. Like
one was to heat the old back up as soon as I got up this morning.
Okay, that's
and then
fair.
The other one was to actually bathe.
It's 2 different missions.
Yeah, two different side quests, all right?
Both accomplished.
Yes, we did. So we'll check in with James at some point tonight.
Okay. Good.
At some point, he'll get to us, texting me again. He's dealing with some stuff. So we'll get to him whenever he feels free. Whenever he texts me and say, we're good to go, Reimer, we can, of course, ring him. Austin, our first foray into a Three Thoughts Thursday. We'll come to the rehab table, injury front. Let's focus on the Buckeye offense. We'll get to the Buckeye defense here in the 7 o'clock hour.
All right. The defense is a much shorter conversation. That one's pretty easy. Offensively, it gets expansive. When you knew going into spring camp in the backfield that you were going to be missing, you know, Carlos Lachlan, the position coach, was not going to have Bo Jackson. He was not going to have Isaiah West. And then by the middle point, 2 weeks into camp, Legend Bay is dealing with a hamstring injury and Turbo Rogers is hurt. You're down to 2 scholarship running backs for most of camp and going into the spring game. And that's not enough. Stanley Jackson Jr., the walk-on, he got a lot of reps. It was meaningful. But you think about that Friday coaches clinic walkthrough in the horseshoe, two scholarship backs, they had two tight ends that were lined up in the backfield taking handoffs just so they could get through drills. So those guys, they're going to be full speed. They were able to participate in a limited fashion. They just couldn't get hit, upper body injury stuff. So they could run. They were doing a lot of working out in that way, Bo Jackson and Isaiah West. But now you need to get everything back together because they're going to be hit a lot. If you're Bo Jackson is the guy, there's no question about that going into year two. He really wasn't that, you know, throughout training camp a year ago. There was so much talk about James Peoples and you had CJ Donaldson in there.
Yeah.
And then he elevated and went away with it. But, you know, he wasn't clearly quite ready for the physical pounding that it takes to be that guy a year ago. That's not a knock on him. He was a true freshman. The fact that he ran for 1,000 yards was eye-opening and a tribute to him. But now you need to get back in there, maximize these summer workouts for Bo Jackson, for Isaiah West as well. The same will be true for Legend Bay and Turbo Rogers. But those guys at the top, you know.
You mean they, Curtis Samuel?
Well, it is art watching him run.
Tyreek Hill.
The love,
not, these are not my words.
It's the hybrid of those legends. So, and now he is his own legend.
And hopefully leaders.
We'll see. I don't know about that, but someone will have to lead that unit. I think it'll be Bo Jackson. He's coming off that injury, and I think, you know, it's not necessarily lost time. That's not how Carlos Lachlan viewed it. You know, he was still coaching them up plenty, but there's a difference between, you know, the reps both in the weight room and on the practice field that you can only get one of those right now. That's in the weight room. But he needs to be prepared for all of that because even August will be a grind. You want to make sure that he's up and ready, Bo Jackson, to take 250, 300 carries for this team. I think that would be the expectation. That was the conversation based on the way he played. He's earned that. So, but that also ties
into. He also
into,
needs those practice reps, Austin. I mean, he's still a he very does. Young player.
And, you know, I thought it was interesting because Carlos Lachlan seemed to push back on that. I asked him, you know, what Isaiah West and Bo Jackson were missing in March and April. And he's like, they can make up for it. I'm going to make sure that I'm doing this, that, coaching them. They're getting these mental reps. They're going to be fine. That's what he said. But life is. Life is about reps. Anything you do, you need to do it a lot to get better at.
Bath time, shower time,
whatever. More showers, the better.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you cleaner, makes you fresher.
True.
So you want that in the arsenal. You want that on the offensive line as well. They go hand in hand. I don't think that the deficiencies in the run game were solely the product of the offensive line. I don't think they were solely the product of the lack of explosiveness that we saw from the tailbacks. Combination of two, and depending on the exact rep, you might be able to point the finger in either direction. But, you know, Austin Sarveld in the middle of camp, he has an injury. Josh Padilla missed all of camp. Philip Daniels goes down in the middle of camp. Jake Cook, you know, he's not necessarily in that top eight, but he might be nine, and he could become eight, depending on the scenario that you have at center. So you need what that meant that Ohio State lost in March and April was the ability to rotate and experiment and see if Austin Sarveld needed to move to right guard, could move to right guard. Well, we know it's possible, but what that looks like in relation to Ian Moore. So that had to go on pause throughout spring camp, and that will be significant as they try and make up that lost time. Again, full go throughout summer workouts. That's hugely significant. I don't think Austin Sarveld necessarily needed the reps. Maybe Philip Daniels didn't either. In spring camp, but
I don't think it hurt. It never hurts.
No, it doesn't hurt, especially if you're trying to move around the pieces.
Yeah, 100%. It doesn't. The more reps, the better. Water is wet. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see now. Austin is as these guys get back. Like, what's the difference between like an Austin Sarveld, a guy who's been here for so long, has played so many snaps for Ohio State, compared that to Bo Jackson? Like, what's their rehabs looking like? And just the difference of like young player still proving your salt, right? Like yep. still very young in your career, trying to make it, getting better, doing things the right way. Because I think you go back and you watch some film from last year, like they're very obvious down and distance situations in which Bo Jackson did not play. Like he was, CJ Donaldson was in favor on many of those short yardage situations,
yeah,
those goal line situations, or a passing situation in which you needed a running back to be the main blocker. So, I mean, there are certain things that he can, of course, work on, but only can work on a certain amount of things while he's still on the shelf.
Yeah. And you said there were three thoughts and the third position, and one that, you know, it's kind of been out of sight, out of mind, but maybe maybe shouldn't be. Bennett Christian missed all of spring camp, also recovering from an offseason surgery. And he's not going to be tight end one for Ohio State. That's going to be Nate Roberts. In terms of, you know, maybe being a target in the passing attack, you're thinking about Hunter Welsing and Max Williams, the two transfer portal pickups. Bennett Christian can do some of each of those things. He's a physical blocker. He does have good speed. He is a tall target for the passing attack. Is he going to be number one in the rankings for Keenan Bailey as he looks at all those guys, three, four, or five in his room? No, but he might be two or three in each one of them. He's going to play a key role. It might just be leadership. It might be as the third tight end. It might be when you go into the 13 personnel groups. We know that Ohio State and Ohio State has already played those heavy personnel groupings, and Arthur Smith absolutely loves them. So that's going to be a key part of this. You get him back, that's critical, and he's a tireless worker in the weight room, and this is that time of year.
I do believe Ohio State linebackers coach James Laurinaitis will be ready, Reimer, for your phone call.
Oh, goodness.
We'll talk to him coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The sound of Paul Keels calling a Buckeye game is erotic.
Oh, yes.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
With Beth.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Modern Office Methods, your authorized Rico dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State team shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Attention, Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000-plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Ryan Day's favorite radio show. Probably. Maybe. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hey, now my guy Austin Ward here this evening. Right now we're going to head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Check with the linebackers coach over at The Ohio State University. He is Coach James Laurinaitis. James, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Dad life got you a bit here this evening, huh?
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah. It's like wife one way with a child, and then you have the other three, and you're trying to navigate sports and all the things. So time got away from me there. I apologize.
James, we talked to you last month on this show at the NFL draft. What's more stressful? Everything that was going on in Pittsburgh and your two proteges getting drafted in the first round in the top seven picks and getting to the green room, or wrangling up the kids?
Wrangling up the kids, for sure. Because, I mean, at that point in the draft, there's nothing, everything's out of my control. You know, this is all a direct correlation to my fathering capabilities here. So, yeah, it's, listen, you know, no one was hurt. We're all good. It was just, you know, it's like passing ships, You know what I mean? The wife comes home with one and you got to take the other. And so we had a lot going on. We had, you know, ride to volleyball with the younger two while dropping off the oldest, and you had to pick up the oldest an hour later, and then you're taking the second youngest. It's like arithmetic over here, trying to figure out who's going where.
Yeah, I was going to say, James, we were talking about maybe it was going to be bath time, dinner time, but it does sound a little more extravagant what you guys have got going on, because that comes later for you in the day then.
Yeah, bath time ain't for a while. I mean, try to get these savages to bed before 9 p.m. is a miracle. So, it's like, I mean, there's no chance. So, yeah, that's very early for bath time.
How's the off season been for you since spring ball? I know that you guys have been traveling around, checking in with recruits. How's it been for you from the time that we last saw you guys over at Ohio Stadium in April to where you guys are now, about to be Memorial Day weekend and then turning the page into June?
Yeah, you know, a lot of bouncing around with recruiting, which has been good. You know, it's important to see all your top guys. And then really what's exciting coming up. I mean, gosh, next weekend you already start OB season. So once we start on Tuesday, I mean, the calendar for end of May through June is pretty brutal in the sense of just it's every day. Like, you don't have a day off till after OBs are done. A lot of time with your own guys, a lot of time with camps, mixed into official visits, which is a full 3 days kind of in a row there between, you know, a Friday afternoon arrival and a Sunday morning departure. It's kind of a full-fledged all-in investment. So it's good, though. You know, it's the lifeblood of a program, you know, recruiting is, and so it's important. And you spend so much time developing these relationships that when you finally get them on campus for what seems like the real deal, to try to either seal somebody or confirm why they made a decision to play for you, it's very important. And there's a lot of resources, a lot of time, and a lot of different people, you know, that come in and help for those things. So it's you know, it's always like a mad rush through June before vacation starts.
James, you were already enjoying some success and forming some productive relationships with recruits and getting them into Ohio State. We saw that, you know, last year with Riley Pettijohn and TJ Alford at the top of that class. But now you have, I hesitate to even say it this way, but it is the theory versus testimony conversation with two guys who played for you who were top seven picks. And that's now been a month, and I know that that's not going to be the only thing you talk about in those conversations with the next wave of recruits in 27, 28 and beyond. But I have to imagine that that is something that is pointed out, or at least that these guys are already aware of. That's a feather in your cap at this point that you can use.
I think it's something that, you know, recruits are definitely aware of. I think another thing that helps is it was one thing early on to have playing experience. I think it kind of gets you in the conversation early on in my coaching career about the theory versus testimony. I said, you know, a lot of people will try to teach you how to tackle. Very few had to tackle Frank Gore and Marshawn Lynch twice a year. And so it was a conversation of trying to prove yourself as like, I know what I'm talking about when it comes to playing the position. And then it's another thing to try to say, okay, can you coach this to young people? And there is a difference, right? I mean, like, when you know a lot about something, you got to be able to think about what progression do you want to coach this to young people. And having Sonny Narvell, and like, you know, I first got here, Tommy was very easy to work with. Like, Tommy just wanted, he was a sponge. He wanted to learn as much as possible, but Tommy had already been through a couple coaches. You know what I mean? Like, he had an understanding. Same with Cody. And, you know, having Narvell and Sonny as like the first guys that were, you know, I was their only linebacker coach, you know, so that was a fun kind of development piece. And those guys, I mean, credit to all those guys. I mean, they worked their tail off. But I think as you try to, there's so many factors that go into this, from the development piece to, yeah, I'm going to try to help you study and learn and do all the things off the field in the classroom that I know what it takes to be successful at the next level. There's also, I think, a comfort when it comes to knowing that, like, this is my alma mater. This is home for us, for our family. So There's not really a worry about position coach trying to job hop and do all those things. Like, that I'm not doing this for those reasons. You know, like, this isn't, I'm not coaching to make a living out of it. I'm coaching because it's a passion. I love helping young people and I want to develop them and give them all the tools that I can to help them reach their dreams in the game that I love. And I was able to reach my dreams. So I'm not doing it for financial purposes, and that, you know what I mean? And no, and that's not to say it's negative to anybody who has to, right? Like, there are certain people that do this profession for different reasons. But it is something that comes up. It's like, oh, I know Coach Laurinaitis will be there because, you know, he's a Buckeye. And so I think all those things, right? But there still is so many other factors. Relationships are huge. NIL is going to be something that never goes away. You know, so there's so many factors that come into recruiting, but it's important also to try to find the right people, the right culture fits. You know, Ohio State isn't for everybody. Ohio State is for players who want to be the best version of themselves. They want to choose really, really hard, and they want to go into a room, whether it be a linebacker room or a defensive unit room or a team room, where you're constantly facing guys who are your equal or better than you. And I think that's a very select group of young men, and it takes all different kinds of 5, 4, 3 stars, whatever you want to call them, but it's a mindset that you have to be built for it. And just because you have a 5-star next to your name or a 4, whatever it is, doesn't mean you're meant to play here. So it's a very unique individual you're trying to find, and that's why you spend so much time on it.
You could just be a 3-star from Wyzetta, you know, just trying to earn.
That'll never work, Beam.
You know, I'm proud of you for saying it right.
Hey, thank
you. So many people say Wyzetta. Wyzetta is correct.
Hey, I listen to you say it enough, all right? I've got it. That's in my brain. I won't say it wrong. Coach, before we get you out of here, how long does it take you to learn kind of the vibe of your room? I mean, all these years hosting with you and Bobby, you guys always talked about, you know, each team is its own different iteration. You got to learn the team's identity. How long does it take for you to kind of figure out what your room's identity is going to be moving in to the next season?
Yeah, I think I got a pretty good idea of what it is. I think you find out a lot about people through their freshman year. For instance, like, we knew what we were getting in Peyton Pierce in recruiting. Like, we knew he was tough as nails. He was going to be a physical guy, a guy who's going to be a leader. He's developed right into that. We knew what we were getting with TJ and Riley, you know, Stove. Like, all these guys, you spend so much time in these, you know, months of recruiting these kids that you really figure out what they're about. And then really through freshman year, you see them handle adversity because everyone has massive goals, as they should. I had massive goals as a freshman. And then once you step foot from high school to this level, it's like a holy smokes. Like, I knew about the starters, but I didn't know about the backups and the backups. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many guys that are in the room, and you find out, okay, how am I going to handle not being the only dude here in the room? How am I going to handle maybe a realization that, gosh, I'm further away from starting here than I thought. Am I going to run or am I going to stick with it? And credit to our room, man. Like I said, I think some of that has to do with like the leaders that we've had since I've been here. You know, Tommy was in the room with Cody and Arvell and all the, you know, like all these guys were here, and then all of a sudden Cody is leading the room, and you have Stove and Peyton and Sonny. You know, all these guys were kind of observing, like, what's it look like to be a pro? And everyone's had someone to kind of look up to. And so now that's the challenge for the guys who have been here with Peyton. And then I think Christian's done a really nice job coming over. And our challenge to all of them is, like, if you're a linebacker at The Ohio State University, you better be a leader, at least amongst your class, right? So every linebacker in the room, like, you should be a leader amongst that recruiting class you came in with. You're a linebacker, for crying out loud. You're supposed to be the alpha of the defense, you know? So, like, I think all of our guys have responded very well. And I like where we're at. I think we have a lot of depth. We have a lot of guys that are excited about competition. And I say this to every single room that I've coached so far, is, like, we will play as many people as I believe are actually physically and mentally ready to play. A lot of these guys are physically, it's just the mental part, right? Like, you got to be able to go out there, and then for how many plays in a row can we trust you to execute your assignment 4 to 6 A to B plus 2 how many plays in a row can you do that? Can you take the mental toughness to lock in and not have a missed assignment? And if you are able, and we have six guys, and shoot, let's rotate six. If we have two, we'll go to battle with two. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's on these guys to go out there through the summer and the fall and display and say, hey, coach, I deserve to get reps.
James, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us here this evening. Godspeed for bedtime, bath time here this evening.
And bro, we'll check. I'm back in the gymnastics, dude. I'm back in the gymnastics. Bro, I got gymnastics here till 7:45.
You're toast.
I'm taking the third daughter to Costco after that for a little bit of browsing, and then I got to take the 9-year-old. She's in gymnastics till 8:30. I mean, we're still right in the thick of it right now.
Yeah, we'll see what HBO has on at midnight for you. See you, buddy.
All right, man.
James Laurinaitis with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Remember when the SEC was so good because they tested themselves against the best in college football on a weekly basis?
No.
Okay, well, now it's exactly why they don't win national championships. That's in the Pulse next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, it's all.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites. Carefully pack everything up and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
From the first whistle to the final play, being a Buckeye fan calls for commitment and support. Nature Made Vitamins are your winning play. From the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, Nature Made is made to care for fans on game day and every day. So you can go all in on big wins, tough losses, and still show up for your team every time. Nature Made, proud vitamin and supplement sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. The hottest team in baseball is the Cleveland Guardians, and they picked up their sixth win in a row today, beating the Tigers 3-1 in Detroit. Patrick Bailey homered for Cleveland, who now have a 3.5 game lead on the AL Central. They'll stay on the road for a series with the Phillies in Philadelphia starting tomorrow. The Reds were off today. Cincinnati will be at home tomorrow against St. Louis. In college baseball, Ohio State takes on Michigan tonight in the Big Ten tournament in Omaha. It's another elimination game for the Buckeyes. You can catch Tyler Danberg with the call over on the Fan 2 starting here at 7 o'clock. NBA playoffs is game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Cavs look to bounce back against the Knicks. Tip off from Madison Square Garden is at 8 o'clock. And some news in the NASCAR world. Kyle Busch has passed away. His family announced today it came after being hospitalized for a severe illness. Busch was 41 years old, was a 2-time Cup Series champion, and has won more races across the sport's 3 national series than any other driver in history. Breaking sports news when it happens on Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hour number 2 of the program for us here on the Buckeye Show. Good job on the update there, Reimer. Dropping the Bush.
You were a little
news.
Late there, Reimer.
Yeah, a little bit earlier today. Man, that was just absolutely stunning. Austin, you and I were in like the first segment of the show. And you know, I was scrolling Twitter and just seeing things that pop up, and like a tweet from NASCAR popped up that Kyle Busch passed away at age 41. Man, that was
I actually saw the headline this morning. Didn't really think that much of it. I'm an F1 fan. I don't follow NASCAR, but I don't know why. It just really stuck in my brain that I had seen that this morning. Like, Kyle Busch withdraws from the Coca-Cola 600 with a severe illness.
I'm like, yeah, huge Memorial Day weekend racing.
And I don't know why it caught my eye, but I looked at it. And then you and I, right before we go on at 6 o'clock, it's like, well, that severe illness led to his death. I mean, yeah. Prayers to his whole family, everyone in NASCAR, his team. That's a crazy turn of events. Don't know what happened. Don't know what the illness was, but doesn't.
I thought they said during his last race, like, they could hear that he was calling to the crew, like, I need a doctor.
Okay. And that was on May 10th.
Yeah.
At Watkins Glen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just absolutely crazy. So, yeah, thoughts, prayers all the way out to the NASCAR fans, to Kyle Busch, yeah, passing away at 41 years old. Just very shocking news here on this Thursday evening. No good way to pivot out of that into this. Reimer, what do you have for us tonight in the Pulse?
Well, Coach O is back. He is going back to LSU with old Lane Kiffin, and his role will officially be a special assistant.
Oh, Coach O going down to the bayou. Going back to the bayou.
To recruiting and defense for the Tigers.
I love it. I had something on the prep sheet today, and it was a much different tease than what I actually teased.
You did?
Into this.
And I didn't see that.
I said Lane Kiffin just became a little bit more likable. Now, to be fair,
that was for this?
This? Yes.
No. For this.
But listen, listen to me. You can get your 2 cents in after this. That was before I watched Lane Kiffin's appearance on Pardon My Take, which we'll get to listen to in a couple of minutes, because that's also in the Pulse. And then he went right back. Hey, any positive press that you can get, he's looking to get it. And I think bringing Coach O back to the Bayou is great. I'm a big Coach O guy.
Why?
Because I think he's a wizard. How he won a national championship and how he got Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson all playing on the same team. He's like an albatross. You don't find him. Like, we all have the arguments like, oh, sure, like you could coach that team and win a national championship.
Well, that's true.
Anybody could have coached the 2000. Anybody could have coached like the 2015 Miami Heat team to the NBA Finals. Like, Coach O won a national championship.
Is that right, Reimer? Fact check? 2015 Heat?
No, it's not.
What was it?
The Golden State Warriors.
Well, to the NBA Finals?
They won the NBA Finals in 2015.
Who did?
The Warriors did.
Okay, but I'm saying, did they play?
The Heat won in 13.
Okay, 13. Whatever. It's somewhere in the teens, okay? you get my idea. Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, LeBron, Udonis Haslam.
They lost to the Spurs in 14.
Yeah. No, they didn't. They lost to the Mavericks.
That was the Kawhi year.
I thought they lost the Mavs. Did they lose the Mavs?
I have really. That was 11.
I've really thrown you off here.
Anyways, I'm not good with years, but I think you get my point. Like, Coach O just walked into just an albatross of a team and then got them to a national championship, won a national championship, and now Lane is bringing him back. I like Coach O. I think if Lane could substitute his media availability for Coach O, it would be great.
Stop!
Come on!
No, stop! What are you... That just tells me you've never been in a Coach O press conference, which is the most unintelligible garbage you've ever heard in your life.
That's why I like it.
Okay, well, let me tell you something as someone who has covered Lane Kiffin and Ed Orgeron on the same staff together.
That's why they're back on the same staff.
I understand, because what Lane Kiffin often can't do is get a job on his own, and he says, well, I'll bring this person with me and that person with me. It might be Lance Thompson over here. It might be Ed Orgeron over there. It might be my dad. I'm going to bring Monty Kiffin to be my defensive coordinator. Would you like that, USC? Would you like that, Tennessee?
How about Charlie Weiss Jr.?
Yeah, bring him to whoever. Doesn't matter. If you've ever had to hold a recorder in front of Ed Orgeron's face and then go transcribe the quotes and write them for a newspaper story, you wouldn't be saying, I love a Coach O press conference. You've also never had to write stories about him going into the Tennessee locker room and ripping off of his shirt and saying, let it go.
Lagerboys! Lagerboys! Get on! Oh, hey! No!
God. I think that would endear me to him more.
If I had known that this
look
was
at
why
that press right. box knob. Ooh, you've never held out a microphone. You've never had to write a story.
Oh,
look
there we
at
go.
You. Look at this guy. Never had to do this. Poor me, little Austin Ward. Can't understand a little Cajun flair. You just don't get it, man. It just means more down in the SEC, all right? It just means more.
Is that what I sound like? Is that the press box knob voice?
Yeah, it came out. You didn't even realize it. It's venomous.
I thought it would be higher pitched, to be honest with you.
So much vitriol.
When I'm snobby, yeah. I thought it was more highfalutin. But
yeah, you got a monocle on, smoking a cigar.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Where's the old smoking room here, Notre Dame?
That's exactly what you sound like in my mind, but I can't do that on the fly.
Reimer's going to cut and clip that for when we do press box snob reviews.
Would Brian Kelly be more adept at dealing with Cajun than you?
Doesn't seem like he was. Yeah, no, don't think it worked out very well.
Is it their president or their athletic director last week who came out and was like, Brian Kelly's a bad guy.
We hate this guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
It went all the way up.
Guy.
It went all the way up to the governor.
Yeah.
He's like, we're not making deals with guys like Brian Kelly anymore. Bring me this upstanding young Lane Kiffin fellow.
I want to raffle down to South Volusia. We're just stop at number one.
Everyone laughs. Like, I had no clue what you said, oh. Yeah. I had no clue what you said.
I honestly cannot believe that it took 5 months, 6 months for Lane Kiffin to get him onto the staff.
Yeah, that's the biggest shocker of it all.
Now, Ed Orgeron does know a thing or two about defensive line play.
Mm-hmm.
He is a very skilled recruiter. A lot of his means and ways are actually legal now, so I don't know if that's a neutralizer or not. We'll see what happens, but the unholy reunion of these two just sends shivers down my spine and makes me remember that morning when I was standing in the practice facility at Tennessee watching his Red Bull refrigerator be wheeled out.
Lane Kiffin had totally redeemed himself this morning, in my opinion. And then he totally didn't. We'll get into that. That's coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
All the 10 TV people come over to our side of the building to take a deuce. That should tell you something about how we operate. The Fan.
Hi,
To take your business to the next level, introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at OptimizedIT.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Ross Bjork, Senior Vice President and Eugene Smith Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, Huntington, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in our great state through the Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Already prepping for next week's matchup? Get your best rest yet with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's and choose from Pillow Soft plush dual feel and extra firm mattresses with Bob-O-Pedic memory foam that will have you dreaming of game day in no time. So shop in-store or online to score the latest in affordable luxury mattresses without the luxury price tag. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Have you ever met a man who wins money betting on tennis? Enter Scotty Vegas. Join Scotty and Dave Biddle for On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Sunday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trusted. Visit CareSource.com.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, Friday starts off cloudy across central Ohio. Then in the afternoon, the rain comes in. 100% chance of rain. It rains through Friday night. And for the first half of Saturday, we could see up to 2 inches of total rainfall across central Ohio. On Friday, highs around 70. Looking at middle 70s on Saturday. Some sunshine will come out Saturday afternoon. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
It's time for your daily dose of vitamin B. B stands for Buckeyes, just in case that wasn't clear. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out my guy Austin Ward here this evening. I'll let you know that we are on The Buckeye Show, sponsored by our good friends over at CareSource. If you're just joining us here this evening, would be a really, really good day for you to go back and either A, listen to the podcast on any of your audio platforms, Spotify, iTunes, like Amazon does it as well, any of the ones you listen to your regular podcasts on, or go back and watch the YouTube show, like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, because in the 6 o'clock hour, around 6:45 this evening, we had a nice conversation with Ohio State linebackers coach James Laurinaitis. So if you missed that from a little bit earlier, you can find that on the podcast and, of course, on the YouTube show, with a Freaky Friday version of Austin and Berm coming to your inbox tomorrow morning.
I believe, I'm trying to remember if Berm is scheduling that for 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. when it hits the feed. I don't know. Either way, probably by the time you wake up, it'll be ready for you. And you can download that if you want to take it with you mobily and not look at me and Berm. But you know, Studio B down here is just gorgeous backdrop.
Oh,
so
that's great.
It'd be better if you tuned in and gave us a like and subscribe.
How's the audio?
I think it's fine.
Okay. You
know, I'm not the AV guy. Now, we went in there, Reimer, and it was like none of the cameras were working. Like there was a light on. Every day this week, it's been something that's like different than the day before.
It's always chaos in there.
I don't know what's happening, but we went in there.
I don't know half the people. I don't know 90% of the people that work in this building.
Berms.
Because anytime I go in there, people are looking at me like, who are you?
Yeah.
I'm looking at them like, who are you?
Yeah.
This is my, you come over to our side to use the bathroom. I never go over to your side.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, we never go past that door.
Never.
That's the
problem.
It's
like an electric fence for a dog for yes. me. Like, I get shocked every time I move past that door.
Because the Studio B is like Switzerland. It's in between. It's neutral. And you never know who you're going to see in there. But we went to sit down and like the screen is blank. We're not getting any camera feed. That's a new one this week. One day the lights didn't go on. One day the audio wasn't working. Today, Berm's like, I don't even know who to ask. The camera says it's on and it's not showing up on the screen. But then we just like hit the old restart and blew in the cartridge like it was a Nintendo. And like it popped back up and so we were good to go.
I wonder how many people out there listening or watching get that reference.
Well, Reimer doesn't.
I definitely do.
Okay, good.
I think we had to explain it to him before.
I think we did as well. The N64s.
I very much know my experience with a Nintendo 64.
I've got two of them at home, just in the basement.
Well, see, that's, I'm talking about the original.
Well,
I had the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, the NES.
Because I'm older than both of you jokers.
I played the NES. I didn't have the NES.
Just for fun.
My uncle had the NES. My uncle also had the Sega Genesis, which was awesome.
I hated Sega Genesis.
I mean, the Pebble Beach Golf Links game. Oh. Like 1995 Pebble Beach Golf Links on that.
I may have been the greatest James Bond player ever.
That was N64.
I think everyone believes that they're the greatest James Bond player.
Golden Gun. God, what a great game that was.
That was fun.
So you guys have played some very nice golf courses. Austin, you were playing in the media day over at Scioto for the U.S. Senior Open taking place the July 4th weekend. over at Scioto. You got to do that today. Another fine co-host of the show, our guy Justin Zwick, was on with me last night. He had a chance to walk 18 holes at the Village today. We are 2 weeks away from the 50th edition of the Memorial
Golden
Tournament.
Edition.
That is correct.
When's it our turn to play one of these courses?
We'll get out there.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay. Hey, don't fret.
Okay.
Don't fret. Ask Austin.
Beamer's played the Village like 1,000 times. don't think that you two are the same, Reimer. That's not true.
If you are allowed, we can do some places, okay?
Got the golf course snob over here.
Yeah, just relax over there, all right?
Okay, I'm calm.
So anyways, I got a text during the middle of the show from our fine friend, Justin Zwick. He said, "No, you're in the middle of the show, but man, was that tough. I think I'm putting my clubs on eBay tonight." I told him before he left last night, I said, "Dude, it's 2 weeks before the tournament. It's not quite in tournament shape, but it's about 95% of the way there.
It's getting
crispy. 95% of the way to tournament shape is basically impossible for anyone in this studio to play." And I said, "I'll take your clubs. Beat you up that bad, huh?" He said, "I parred one, birdied two, middle of the fairway on three. Nothing better than a bogey for the rest of the round. Didn't hit a fairway after six." Oof. And let me tell you, hit that ball 1 foot into the rough out there, dead. Sometimes you can't find it.
Better than dead.
Yeah. I mean, it's no joke. So between your walk at Scioto on Tuesday and Justin's walk at the Village today, we've got fine championship golf venues around Central Ohio.
I was just in shock by how difficult Scioto was the other day and I was describing to you how painful it was, because the overall score, I don't know what it was. I don't want to find out what it was.
Par is abstract.
But I did. Well, it is. It's reliant on who you're playing with. I learned that when I, went over to the old country. It's like par today is whatever the average score was. I'm like, great. That's awesome. Let's do that.
Terrific.
From now on. That way I don't have to put it in context of it has to be 72 or 70. That'll make me feel a lot better. I was like, I was replaying the round afterwards, like, because I knew I hit some good shots. I'm like, I parred four of the last six holes that we played. It's like, I was really bad in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I had the one nice birdie on 11.
Terrible in the middle eight.
But there
was uncoachable.
Yeah, I lost the middle eight. And as Ryan Day will tell you, you can't win there. You can't win anywhere.
That's
so
true.
I did finish strong, but that might have been against the backups. I'm not sure who was out there trying to defend me at that point. But it was too little too late, but I was like, was it as bad as I thought? It's like, probably, but also some silver linings, because I'll take that handful of pars and one birdie out
there
and carry that over to the marathon. I think that was good training for championship conditions on July 3rd.
Yeah, it really was. I don't know if Justin got good training today. It sounds like he just got beat up by Jack's
boss. Reimer just thinks he can just show up and be ready to roll.
I mean, hey.
Weren't you going against Adam King?
Yes, I was. Television's Adam King.
I'd say that was probably the backups.
Yeah.
True.
Maybe the third stringers.
Yeah.
If we're honest. I was listening. I told you that Lane Kiffin redeemed himself, in my opinion, today by hiring Ed Orgeron. And then I saw he did an interview with Barstool's Pardon My Take. And Reimer, why don't you just fire this up? This is Lane describing the difference in why the Big Ten has been successful the last 3 years in the postseason compared to why the SEC has not been successful.
I think it's set up in a good way for the top heavy teams there right now. I think now, and it's going to get better. We're going to 9 games, and our bottom is harder than theirs. Okay. And our bottom stadiums, are harder than theirs. So we're going to beat each other up more, and they're going to sit up there and have 2-3 hard games a year, and so their top teams and our top teams, when they go to the playoffs, okay, they're in better shape.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff matters. It's why, I've always been a proponent to stay at 8 games and let us make our own, whoever we want to play in knockout. Don't tell us who we have to play.
Right.
And we would do the model of the last place I was just at. Look at we went 20-0 in non-conference regular season games at Ole Miss. 20-0. We didn't play any of them big, openers. This place went, in a 4-year span, lost 3 or 4 openers.
Yeah, they played hard games of the
so
openers.
So you play, that's so great, whatever. Well, you don't get rewarded for it because it's not worth it enough in the strength. But also, that schedule where half your games you don't have to get up for, it's just a mental toll
mm-hmm.
that you got to play when you're getting up for. Plus, also, man, your good players are out by the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So your play count at the end of the year is less.
Mm-hmm.
One of the really good teams there rested a couple of their good players in games at the, in conference games at the end of the year.
There's so much in there that I just want to like spew vile out of my mouth. I will start with where he began, though, comparing the Big Ten and comparing the SEC. For years, Austin, you covered this league. You were down there. You were in SEC land. You went to these extravagant coliseums of Rome on away days where everybody's getting up and every game should be a prime time kickoff. That was the main reason from the SEC people that the SEC was so much better than everybody else, was that we ready ourselves during the regular season. And when it comes to the postseason, you guys from the north, from the west coast, wherever you're at, it doesn't matter because we ready ourselves against the best opponents. Now it's we ready ourselves too much. You guys have it too easy. And that's why you beat us in the postseason. There's so many different tentacles to this. It's crazy town.
I guess iron doesn't sharpen iron. Is that what they're going with?
I guess.
In Baton Rouge right now. That was the most nonsensical 90 seconds of anything that I've ever heard from a college football coach.
You were awarded no points. God have mercy on your soul.
It was like he kept catching himself in circular logic. He's like, oh, if I say that too much of that, I'm going to have to go correct it back over here. Oh, our bottoms are hard. Great. Cool quote, Lane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really hard for teams to go into Kentucky and win. It was really tough for Toledo to go down to Mississippi State and blow them out. What are you talking about? Our bottoms are harder. Just means more. Go play. You can't survive a trip to Nashville with 30,000 Vanderbilt fans screaming their brains out.
Kalen DeBoer didn't.
No, you can't handle it. You want to go play 6-6 Auburn and survive and tell the tale? No. No chance, buddy. Not going to happen. What are you talking about? They play 3 or 4 big games. You played Kentucky and you lost. What are you talking about, Lane? It's absolute bananas what they're trying to come up with. They cannot wrap their minds
around the fact that they've lost control.
That now that everyone is able to pay players, that the SEC's advantage, spoiler, was under the table payments for years, and now that you bring it to the light, you don't magically have the advantage with your rosters over everybody else? That's the difference. Some of these coaches are more willing to say that. Kirby Smart said it a couple weeks ago. Well, they've got a lot of good funding up there.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about a lot of the strength of the coaches in the Big Ten.
That's an argument that I'm willing to listen to.
But at least that was closer to reality. Now, they still try and bring it back at the end because they can't lose their constituents. They can't tell the truth too much to the college football media across the country because then they can't go home and tell people that it just means more. And if we lose, it's not our fault. This league is too good. I don't know.
Yeah. You think our team's good? Look at those guys over there. They're like really good.
Are
they going to make a playoff? No, but they're good. Their fans were mean to us. Really mean.
You've seen South Carolina?
Woo! Shane Beamer? Wow, look at their season last year.
Man.
They were preseason national champion dark horse to some people.
Can't survive. You're not going to go in there and hang tough at Williams-Brice Stadium.
Woo!
You ever heard that Gamecock go?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Look out for the swamp. Can't hear yourself think.
Even Florida.
Can't go in there.
Can't go in there.
That's Sark's problem.
Yeah, I mean, can't win at home either. Got beat by South Florida at home.
Just an absolute joke, man.
I mean, it was just...
Their brains are broken by what has happened in college football in the last 3 years. They can't find... I'm curious what consensus they will come out with. What will be the narrative in Destin, Florida after SEC meetings? Because everyone, Kirby Smart's over here saying one thing, Kalen DeBoer saying another, Steve Sarkisian saying this, Lane Kiffin is talking pure gobbledygook. Nobody knows what he's talking about. They're going to have to come up with some explanation when the media arrives and like, hey, you haven't won the national championship in this playoff era. What's the problem?
It's going to be four corners.
Can you guys decide?
A wide variety of Venn diagrams of answers.
The first PR meeting that they have is that Greg Sankey's going to sit down and say, hey, this is the reason. Let's start saying it and stop pointing the finger at each other.
They don't look like Matthew McConaughey opening up the garage door in season one of True Detective.
They cannot fathom that they've won a more recent national championship in basketball than they have in football.
They can't do it, man.
Reimer, bringing it around.
They can't do it. If you were hanging out with us in the 6 o'clock hour, we focused on the offensive injuries. It's only natural now that we do the defensive side of the ball. We'll do that coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
Knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The only radio show that bleeds scarlet and gray. This is the Buckeye Show.
Some news to go over here, just out of the NFL world. Couple ones. If you're a Giants fan, I apologize. If you're a Rams fan, congratulations. Giants have signed Joe Shane to a multi-year contract extension, securing his future alongside new head coach John Harbaugh. All right, catch the fever. The New York football Giants, they're back. Now, they will be better under John Harbaugh. I think John Harbaugh is a terrific football coach. That is none in thanks to what Joe Shane has done as the general manager for that football team.
Yeah, I think they should probably let John Harbaugh handle more of the responsibilities and work with whatever general manager he wants.
I agree with that, even if that's himself.
Yeah.
I think that would be a better decision. Also, just in from the NFL, reigning NFL MVP Matt Stafford of the Rams reached an agreement today on a one-year $55 million contract extension worth up to $60 million with incentives. Matt Stafford has now 2 years and up to $105 million remaining on his deal with the Rams. I'd have to imagine that'll be Matty Stafford's last ride. Two more years for him, and then he'll kind of be calling it quits. But not surprising he signed a contract extension after that terrific year that him and the Rams had last year. I wonder how Pat's feeling about that. We'll get a chance to talk to him tomorrow on the Buckeye Show. Big Rams guy. I'm sure he's pumped that he's got Matty out there for a couple more years.
Seems like it was a really tough decision for Matt Stafford. Mm. Should I retire now, or should I just sign an extension for $55 million?
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Not like the level of play is struggling for him coming off that MVP season. I mean, it makes me just laugh to think about that now. Like, how close could he really have been to retirement? And
enough
was that just to get a little bit more leverage for that contract?
Certainly isn't out of the realm of possibility to think.
Signs point that way, don't they?
Yes, they do. Also saw this from the NFL that Carnell Tate had himself a day in OTAs. And I know that the NFL Network's talking about the Titans here right now. And this just popped up on my feed probably because a lot of Ohio State stuff.
The algorithm got you.
And Austin Stanley, who covers the Titans down there in Nashville, said Carnell Tate was an instant winner today of the Titans OTAs. Multiple touchdown catches from Cam Ward and team drills, long and short. Catching balls all over the field, open and contested. His hands and body control are as advertised.
We know that to be true here.
Yeah.
Watching one of the most enjoyable things over the last couple years of watching this Ohio State team, of which there were many, was Carnell Tate running any kind of route near the sideline. Mm. How is he going to get not just 1 foot down, 2 feet down, make an incredible catch? It became routine for him. That's not to mention the deep ball tracking and, you know, handling the contested catches. We've seen him do everything that you could possibly ask of a receiver. This is not a surprise that he is going in there. And the same way that Emeka Egbuka immediately turned heads and had that dynamic breakout in September, and injuries did slow him down a little bit, mm-hmm. where it felt like he was going to be the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Now the Bucs slowed down too.
yes, they had other injuries besides Emeka. And there might be a limit and a ceiling on how far you can go with Baker Mayfield at quarterback, but that's a conversation for a different day. The same thing is going to happen.
Let's put a pin in that one for November next year.
We will.
All right.
When they start like 7-4 and then miss the playoffs.
Baker's going to win MVP.
Yeah, I bet he won't. But Carnell Tate's going to do the exact same thing. And Cam Ward is a pretty big winner this offseason, I'd say.
I would agree with that. So that's your news and notes from the NFL that's going on today. A lot of good stuff. OTA's getting ramped up, of course, across the league. Austin, in the first hour, we did offensive injury concerns, players bouncing back from injuries. A lot more on the offensive side, though, on the defensive.
Yeah, it's a shorter list. I think, thankfully, if you're Matt Patricia, you didn't have to worry about, you know, surviving and limitations on how much experimentation you could do with the personnel. You really had a good look for almost all of spring camp. Now there's one notable omission, and you know, we could have talked to James Laurinaitis about this a little bit more if we had had the time, and I would like 3 hours to talk to James Laurinaitis, so I'm being honest. But you know, Riley Pettijohn missed all of spring camp, you know, with recovering from a surgery and an injury. He's the only real piece on defense that missed significant time where you project that forward and could be a starter for this team. Now, that's not a guarantee. I know that there are plenty of people who watched what Riley Pettijohn did against Grambling and thought, well, here he is, a finished product. The next Arvell Reese is already here. I don't think it's quite to that level. I do think you have to give some credit to TJ Alford for the rise that he had throughout that season. You know, I can't prove it, and I don't think that James would talk about it publicly either way, but it felt like Riley Pettijohn had that really splashy start and then maybe plateaued just a little bit. TJ Alford did not start at that high of a level, but he just kept steadily climbing by the end of that year, then had the benefit of spring camp to sustain that momentum and keep growing. And I think he's going to be a really good player. Not saying that Riley Pettijohn won't be, but sure, he has now, when we talk about the importance of spring reps, those are missing for Riley Pettijohn. And when you're hitting, when you're tackling, when you're learning that defense and responsibility, you know, as James Laurinaitis said, you have to be the alpha if you're going to play linebacker at Ohio State. You know, he can still do that. There's plenty of time to catch back up. But out of everybody that missed those spring reps, I think Riley Pettijohn may have needed them the most, at least to tap into how high the ceiling is and the potential that he's got as an athlete there. And they don't make many athletes like Riley Pettijohn. But it's also a reminder, I think, of the depth that Ohio State has built back up at linebacker, that it was not there 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But now you have a scenario where you've got Peyton Pierce there to be the anchor in the middle, and then you're filling around that with Christian Allegro. James Laurinaitis, how many times did he say Stoves? He's talking about Garrett Stover.
A lot.
He mentioned his name several times. TJ Alford, Riley Pettijohn, you know, Eli Lee. There are a bunch of guys who can contribute there. Will they actually play six? Probably not. But this is a group.
Will they only play two? Probably not.
Probably going to play more than two this year. I think that we can make plans to see that. But you know, the conversation is shorter, and that's a good sign for injuries coming out of spring camp and into summer for Ohio State. You know, they did pick up a pair in the last week or so in the secondary, including Earl Little Jr., who had just been dynamite for the first 4 months of being in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. It was a minor deal. He's got a full summer coming as well. Jay Timmons, you know, he had to sit down for that last week as well. Both of them had some, you know, minor things that were being looked at, worked on, taken care of. That actually, I think, came with some silver linings. You know, we saw Jermaine Matthews slide back to nickel because Earl Little and Jay Timmons were both getting some of those reps, mm-hmm. and they slid around the configurations at times. And, you know, I think if that becomes a need, I don't think Jermaine Matthews is moving to nickel full time. I don't think that would be the best use of resources, especially if you're trying to get a three-man rotation at corner with Dominic Kelly and Devin Sanchez there. So, but you have that flexibility. You have that option. And I didn't think that it was even going to be on the table. A lot of the conversation in February and March, Beamer, about Jermaine was like, he's just going to be out there. He's going to be the shutdown corner.
That was my thought as well.
Yeah, this is the year for him to do that. But we saw him do that, you know, starting at Illinois in that middle part of the season when Lorenzo Styles Jr. was dealing with injury. Jermaine was really productive in there. I think he can be if that becomes the scenario. I don't know that that will be the case in August, but if that is your break glass in case of emergency. Jermaine playing nickel, that is pretty darn good.
Yes, it is. And I mean, too, I know it's not as flashy of contracts in the NFL if you know, project maybe what Jermaine Matthews is going to be at the next level. Austin, like, is he more, you know, an island corner, or is he more a nickel? Like, I know that, you know, the straight up man on man cornerbacks, they do make more money when they get to their second contracts. NFL in their nickelback position, they don't get paid a whole lot less either. Like, if you're good at the nickel and that's something that you can do at a very high level for a long time, that is a great gig to have. Not to say that it's easier than being a solo corner and just being out there on wide receiver one for the opposing team. It's a different job entirely, and it just takes a totally different skill set.
I don't know if this theory that I have will fit into the time for this segment before we have to go to break, but if you think about NIL and the value, because Jermaine Matthews is not playing for free right now. Sean Wade was a fantastic nickelback.
Yes, he was.
But he had an eye on his last year when he returned to Ohio State. I need to make that money at the next level, and where am I going to do that? Mm-hmm. I need to show that I can play outside corner. Now, it's a different scenario. Jermaine, you are a professional for Ohio State, and if the best place for the Buckeyes is you playing nickel, and Jermaine does not have an issue with that.
Sure.
I've talked to him a bunch of times. Wherever they need me, I'll play. Well, he doesn't have to necessarily worry about sacrificing the long-run payday, because he's already got a pretty good one at Ohio State. So if he has to move back inside, move outside, play both positions, I think he's better equipped to do that. Whereas Sean Wade really couldn't, because Ohio State was trying to let him do the things. Hey, you come back, you're going to have this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it didn't wind up working for anybody.
Sean Wade was an absolute monster at nickel.
He was so good.
He was. Hashtag Buckeyes is next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan.
Hey, it's Colin May.
Our resident gambling degenerates, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas for On the Money. Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeyes sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Save time, reduce costs, and eliminate printer frustrations with Modern Office Methods, your award-winning managed print services provider. We know how to help your business reduce the cost of office printing by identifying necessary print and paper waste. We can improve your printer fleet and decrease the amount of printer frustration. Why wait? Start saving time and money today. Start with our comprehensive print fleet assessment by going to momnet.com and click on free assessment.
Inside the body, cancer divides. But inside the James, we unite. With nearly 300 cancer specialists, each focused on a single type of cancer, and over 1,500 researchers, relentlessly pursuing new discoveries and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
This is Paul Keels for RV Wholesalers. Peace of mind, that's what you get when purchasing your next RV from RV Wholesalers. With every new RV purchase, Ohio residents receive the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. If your RV is in the shop, RV Wholesalers will give you a free loaner. Also with a Buckeye Service Guarantee, you'll receive free delivery in the state of Ohio and 3-day RV exchange. That's the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. Only at RV Wholesalers in Lakeview, Mansfield, Delaware, and RVW.com. RV Wholesalers, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by The Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at The Waterworks and header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
You can join us for the Fan 5K presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. 5K run, 1 mile walk, all happening Saturday, June 20th at Otterbein in Westerville. Some of your favorite fan personalities, they'll be there. Television's Adam King, Nicole Sheeran, they'll be running the race as well. And every participant will get a finisher's medal, a race shirt, free photos, and awesome gifts from Logan Services. The Fan 5K is presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. Sign up today at 971theRace.com. I asked you guys this during the break. I had some betting lines come out for the NFL. I asked you guys, who you are a Bengals fan by default, right, Austin?
Forced into it.
Forced into it by your family. Reimer, you're a Bengals fan?
Yes, I am.
I asked you guys, I said, how many games do you believe that your beloved Cincinnati Bengals are going to be favored in for this upcoming season? 17-game regular season. Both of you took some time to answer. Austin, you took a little bit more time. You said, well, both Browns games, so there's two right there.
That's my starting point.
Both of you landed on the number 8. 8 was the number.
I was just straight shooting. I had no idea of a schedule.
All right, so you both landed on 8. You overshot it by a lot. Cincinnati is favored to win 15 out of... will be favored in 15 out of 17
Vegas
games.
Overshot it by a lot. I don't know what is happening with that. That number is crazy. Now, it does...
That's a crazy number for any team.
I think what happened is they heard Joey B... say to the media yesterday, This is the most talented team I've ever seen.
Yep.
Most talented team I've ever been a part of.
They said, uh-oh.
No way we're losing any games. Two games, maybe. Two games, max.
Does it have, what, two games?
I'm looking it up right now. I don't know if it's out there, but...
Yeah. Well, they play...
They're surely not favored at Baltimore.
Don't call me Shirley.
I won't. Sorry.
I'm not gonna scroll through the entire schedule.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that.
Tampa to open at Houston, at Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, at Miami. Like
probably Houston at home might be favored to win that game. Yeah. Especially you don't want to
always would be a close spread.
Well, if you're an opponent, you want to play the Bengals in September.
Yeah, that's true.
That's when you get them. That's when you want to bet against them.
I'd have a hard time believing they're gonna be favored in Baltimore. Like, yeah. That's got to be...
That's off a bye.
That's one of them. And then the other one, I don't...
Houston and Baltimore.
I think it is. I think you're probably right. At the Steelers, they'll be probably favored in that.
They play Kansas City, but in December, like, it's at home.
They'll be favored in that.
Yeah.
They'll be favored by 2.5 points,
you're going to beat
probably
the Chiefs by 30.
Ooh. Oh. Little bull pee?
Yeah. It's payback time.
How many more wins this season?
May 21st at 7:51, 10 seconds.
Okay, I'll put it on the sheet.
Yeah.
More wins this season, Bears or Bengals?
Well, apparently the Bengals are going to be 15-2, so I think we can make plans right now to go get that Super Bowl going, Bengals-Bears.
Yeah, all right. Book our tickets to Los Angeles. February, Valentine's Day, baby.
I think let's just... plan our parties together, joint Bengals-Bears party. We're not going to L.A.
If you think I'm watching a Super Bowl involving my team with anybody else other than my direct family, and by direct family, I mean Meredith and my two sons, you're out of your mind.
You don't want to watch it with Liberty wearing a Joe Burrow jersey?
I don't.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, I would say some not...
It's adorable.
I'd say some not nice things.
She watches wrestling. She's used to it.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I can't do it. No, I can't. The playoff games, it was Meredith, it was Mike Bennett and me. That was it. It's a very small circle that I can watch games of meaning with.
Were you in here for a playoff game?
No.
No? It was the Black Friday game.
Oh, yeah. It was the Black Friday Eagles game.
Yeah. Because Ohio State played that night, I'm pretty sure.
Buckeye basketball. Yeah, that was the Pitt loss. That was the buzzer beater.
Oh, that's bad memories.
Yeah.
Interesting day.
Yeah, it was an interesting day. You know what? I kind of floated through it, though. They beat the Eagles on the road. I was feeling all right about it. And I said to Reimer, I said, this Pittsburgh buzzer beater, Neil calling this Pitt buzzer beater right here, is just going to be out of control. And what happened? Bang.
Get what you asked for.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible. I shouldn't have done that. You got Ohio State baseball going on right now in Omaha in the third round of the Big Ten tournament. If they lose this game, unfortunately, they do go home. It is double elimination. They're taking on Michigan right now. It's the top of the third inning. Game is currently tied 0-0. So keep you up to date with what's going on with that. That game is currently airing over on the Fan 2, which is 1460 on your AM dials. Or if you have an HD radio in your car, you click the 2 button, and it'll take you right over to Tyler Danberg. How about this, Austin? Are you abreast in your Curtis Cup history?
I don't think so.
Okay. You're not adept. So the history, the long history of the Curtis Cup, been going on for 94 years, Austin.
Well, I wasn't sure exactly which part of the history books you wanted me to dive into, so I didn't want to overpromise.
How about this? For the first time in Curtis Cup history, you have one player representing the United States,
okay,
and one player representing Great Britain and Ireland from the same university.
Ooh.
That coming this year via the Buckeyes, Nelly Ong representing Great Britain and Ireland, and Kerry Hollenball representing the Buckeyes. It's a first in Curtis Cup history. It's been going on for 94 years.
Do we know if they're going to get paired?
I don't
together?
Know.
Together?
I need a Sunday singles.
Yeah. Like, it has to happen, doesn't it? Let's make some real history.
We don't know when the pairings are. It's next month, June 12th, that it starts. So we still got a little bit of time to go before the pairings are released.
I need it now.
Let's do it.
It's Curtis Cup season.
I would assume that whoever is in charge of the Curtis Cup, both respective managers, captains.
Dottie Pepper, probably.
She's busy 4th of July weekend. Oh. I know what she's doing. Whoever's their respective captains, you got to make that happen. Go either be the anchors or be first out of the gates.
Handshake agreement.
Yeah, for sure.
Make sure that they're either 1 or 12.
That's going to be must-watch TV, though.
Oh, electric.
I mean, you got that. You got the Walker Cup. Got the Prez Cup this year. Keegan's the assistant captain, even though he's a real captain on the Ryder Cup. Doesn't make any sense to me.
What? Didn't he say something the other day? Like he was not going to put on the uniform again or another retirement like he was
he's
doing.
He's also from the entire Northeast. He claims every town is his hometown. Like, oh, you're playing in Philly this week. How do you feel? Yeah, great hometown.
It's great to be home.
You're from Vermont. It's not even close to Philadelphia. I understand that it's a tight-knit community up there. I'm like, I don't know if I would categorize Vermont and Philadelphia as the same place.
It's a big sports town.
Yeah, cheese steak. Okay, maybe I can get there.
Which is crazy because the Eagles beat his Patriots.
He just pops down to Columbus. He's going to be here in a couple of weeks and like, Ryan Day, just from my neck of the woods. That's down right. There.
The Shire.
New Hampshire.
I forgot that Ryan had scheduled the Shire until I was looking at future schedules. And next year, Bama comes into town and the Shire is first out of the gates. Next year for the season opener, and I can't wait for it.
I'm really surprised that we didn't get that as a road game. I mean, that give us something new.
Oh, that would be terrific.
It'd be
taking
awesome.
The Ohio State beat and the team on the road to New Hampshire.
Can you imagine the opportunities? Like, show around the hometown? Like, all the stories that we could tell?
Come on, open up a 2028 game so they can do the home and home.
Are we 100 days away from the season?
We are. We'll do that tomorrow. Austin had a great time with you tonight. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right. See ya.
Everybody have an awesome evening. Murph is in with me tomorrow. Something else is up next on The Fan.
Bobby Carpenter demands that you watch Morning Juice on YouTube. If you don't, Tito will move into your house.
Live at 6 a.m. on YouTube and streaming on the...
Come on.